I mean, lots of it, down on the old Roberts place. That's where they kept those, that feed for those hogs, right down there where, well, Frank owns it there now, and the old Roberts place, right south road, biggest orchard I ever saw there. The finest fruit I've ever saw it. Right west where you turn there, coming, well, when you're coming out, coming west this way, where that gate's locked, about, oh, a mile and a half over there, to that, on west, where that hog headquarters was.
Did you take in hay?
There was no hay. Very little hay put up at all. We had lots of hay. If it didn't burn up, I guarantee there was lots of grass.
Did you have upper parts in your barn? Was it a one-story building, or was there an upstairs?
There was no upstairs in that barn. They were all from the floor up. Very little hay was ever used at that ranch, I'll tell you. Because they, I'll tell you, had lots of grass, and it's tall grass.
And you just left it in the field, huh?
Left it in the pastures, yeah. Very little hay. Put up a little hay for saddle horses in the winter. Didn't keep many up.
Where'd you store the hay that you put up for the saddle horses?
Stacked it outside. I said stacked it, wasn't baled. They just stacked it.
It's loose hay?
Loose hay, stacked.
Round?
No, they weren't little round stacks. They wasn't very big stacks of hay, if I remember right. They were oval stack shapes of hay like that. They wasn't round.
Did you put this up in little piles out in the field before you put it in the stack?
No. They raked it. They mowed it, and they raked it. And then they bunched it. Yeah, that's what you call little piles. They took a
bunch.
Bunched it, what we call bunched it, see? They would take a rake, and I've got hit on the foot several shins several times, but miss it one of them dang-dumb things. Yeah. They sure do get hung, and they can really give you that. Those old sulky rake.
Did you have any shelters for your cows?
No.
They
were outside.
Roamed. Did you have any places near the barn where you enclosed your milk cows?
Yes, the milk cows usually had a place they could get in out of the winter.
What was that called?
Wasn't many milk cows. Well, let's see what you call it. Now that wasn't a milking parlor. Don't misunderstand it. There wasn't no such thing. I don't know. I don't think I've heard it. Maybe I don't think I heard it called anything. I think it's just I don't believe I heard it called that.
Did you have a special place where you could pen these or stake these cows?
No, there was no staking.
Sure, there's staking.
No. We had a lot. You put these cattle in a lot. They'd milk out. Whenever I had it, were two or three, and you put those cows in the pen at night. Turn them out, kept the calves up in daytime. Turn the cows out, day, turn the calves out at night. That way the calves come back to the mountains in the morning, and the cows sure come back to the calves at night. So, that's the rule. That. That's right.
Did you have a place around there where you kept your horses?
We had a place where we all had as much as one to two horses there all the time, yes. And then the saddle horses, we had a section pasture that there we kept for the saddle horses. We had a section of grass there where we kept saddle horses when it was being used. That's about all they ever run into with saddle horses. And we had what we call a horse trap. That's where I kept my ponies, and I could catch every morning early to go get wrangle them saddle horses.